paid. And you bring out an important distinction that since this is a flexible life policy, the insured does not know when that premium is going to do. They need someone to tell them because cost of insurance, things like that vary. They're going to change interest rates like that. They do generate, Conseco generates an annual report that says, here's what's happened in the last year. If nothing else changed, your policy will run through 4 months from now or 5 months from now. But that doesn't comply with the notice requirement, which says, as of this date, when you no longer have value in the policy, you have to pay more money. And in truth, I agree with Conseco's analysis of this, of when the due date came. It's cited in their brief on page 26. The question here is, when is it due? When did an obligation become created to pay another premium? What Conseco says on page 26 of their brief is, it was not until the cash value became insufficient to cover the net monthly deduction that J&J became obligated to make a premium payment. So what Conseco says is, when it hits that value and you can't pay your, that's when your obligation to pay again arises. Well, they go on to say on page 33, it is undisputed that the net cash surrender value equaled zero no later than December 12, 2010. So by what Conseco themselves is saying is your obligation arose when your value got to zero and you couldn't maintain coverage anymore. That's when you had an obligation to pay us again. And that date was December 12, 2010. So borrowing their own words, the district court was correct in saying that is when it happened. And it's also consistent with the Louisiana insurance regulations that define lapse for these particular policies as the day the policy reaches a net value of zero.